Hey, good morning. Mojo in the Morning Show. Phone number 844 Mojo Live, 844-665-6548. Text is 95500. So we were invited over to a friend's house for a pool party. But the most interesting part of this is my friend doesn't have a pool.
Huh?
Wait, what?
And I thought to myself, I'm like,
there's
oh.
Swingers? What's going on?
No, I thought to myself, I said, wow, this is wild. They must have went out and got like a kiddie pool or something like that. We're going over to a pool party. It's going to be like a joke. We'll show up there while I'll sit around and, you know, drink around like a kiddie pool or something. Which I think, Shannon, didn't you do that one time at your house? Like you had a kiddie pool and everybody was like hanging out in the kiddie pool?
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's like a common occurrence at your house, right?
And every year I have, fun fact, I have to get a new kiddie pool because I leave it out through the winter and then it's not salvageable it to use for the next summer.
Well, the weird thing was when we showed up at their house, there was nobody there. They had made it seem like a whole bunch of people were all hanging out and they were all in the backyard. Well, we went around back, nobody's there in the yard, and we hear all the noise, and I could hear the voices over these arborvitaes that were on the other side of their house.
Very impressed.
Chelsea told me they were arborvitaes.
How'd you know that?
I said, I think they're behind a fence with those trees. And so we screamed out and said, what are you guys doing? They're like, come on over for our pool party. They were at the neighbor's house in the neighbor's pool, and the neighbors were out of town, and they have the neighbors are an older couple that has a place down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And so they help watch the house for them, and the neighbors will let them, you know, since they're watching the house, you know, if you need anything, go use it. But they never specifically say, hey, you know, besides you guys, you can invite people to come over to your pool.
Right.
It's usually just them doing it. But they had a pool party at a neighbor's pool, and we all were hanging around, and I felt really awkward about it. Like, I felt like this just seems like, you know, I feel like we're burglars or something. You know what I mean?
Like you're trespassing.
Yeah. It just seems so weird. And the conversation got up to, we did a topic once on our air. It was a while ago where we asked the question, who swims in your pool? Like, you know, if you have a swimming pool, like, have you ever had a neighbor just like randomly show up and swim in your pool? Because I would assume that if you have a swimming pool, everybody in the neighborhood knows that you have a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we have one house in our neighborhood that has a swimming pool, and they have like a lock on the swimming pool. Like, they have a lock on the gate, which I thought at first was just to keep like young children away. They didn't want to have like kids, you know, hanging out there. But I think it's to keep the old children away are all hanging out in there. So I want to ask this question. Is having a swimming pool a pain in the ass because people will just randomly invite themselves over? And have you ever caught your neighbors just swimming in your swimming pool when you weren't home? Like, you guys were out of town and you came home to the surprise of people like hanging out in your pool.
This used to happen to my dad.
That sounds like
all the
a
time.
Toilet, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like a big pool.
That's not a
dunk in your swimming pool.
Your dad has a pool?
My dad has a pool, so he lives in Allen Park, and he
is it above or below?
No, it's an in-ground pool. And you know my dad, he's so sweet, and so he had said to all of his friends, please, and you are welcome anytime you want. Well, he's retired now, but a couple of years ago before he was retired, he would come home from work. And his buddy John and his buddy Bob and his buddy Dan would all be in the pool. They'd have a cooler full of beers. They'd have burgers on his grill. And my dad's like, oh, okay, you guys had like a party while I was at work in my pool.
Who else has like done this? Like, you secretly go and swim in somebody's pool that is not your pool.
So I have this new neighbor, right? He's probably two houses from my house. And he's my new neighbor because I just moved there. And he's invited us over a bunch of times, like, since we moved in. He's, like, incredibly nice. He's like, you guys can come swim whenever. But, like, I don't think he understands that if he invites us once, I'm going to just show up.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to just show up to your house and be like, hey, you weren't here, but the kids wanted to swim, and they were there for the offer, so they assume you could come anytime. And just
so even if they're not there, you're going to show up?
Well, he offered. I mean, he did send out an invitation.
Did he say, come over and swim with us? Or did he say, swim anytime you want to?
The invite was you can come over. Feel free to come over and swim anytime.
You're always welcome.
Yeah, you're always welcome. But there was no, like...
Oh,
like,
it's kind of vague.
Yeah, very.
You know what? That's the thing you got to do is you got to make it fun. And you got to bring, like, your own towels, your own floaties, you know, maybe, like, scuba... flip-flops and scuba mask and snorkel and just show up one day and just go, hey, I'm here. I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just be in his pool when he gets home. I imagine, like, he's such a nice guy. He probably would be okay with it the first time. But the third, fourth time, I think he would get it.
He'd probably be like, all right, enough already. Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Kim?
Hi. Well, our neighbors went out of town for the weekend, and it was really warm, so a few of us neighbors just went over and swam in the pool, and I took a little selfie of us, posted on Facebook, thanking them.
Were they cool with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that's nice.
My neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be weird if they didn't know who you were.
That would have been better.
And they're like, what's going on here? Hey, Sarah, you have a pool.
So I grew up with a pool, and we lost power for a while, and the neighbors... brother was visiting, and we caught him in our pool, and we were like, what are you doing? And he was like, I really needed a shower.
It
took weeks for us to be able to get the chemical balance.
Hey, what's up? Is this Danya?
Dana?
Oh, Dana, I apologize. I'm sorry. It was spelled a little differently. What's going on?
So my mom and dad's neighbor had a pool, like a really nice pool, and we were probably like 10, 11, and when they would go out of town, me and my sister would hop the fence and go swim in their pool.
Yeah. Did they ever find out?
Yeah, because the other neighbor, I think, told them.
Oh, you gotta be careful of that. You got the neighbor that's going to rat you out. We lived in a neighborhood where Mr. Mike had a pool, and Mr. Mike used to make passes for the kids. It was actually kind of cute. It was like your own, like almost like, you know, lanyard pass that showed that you could come to the pool anytime. And my kids were so young that they would go, well, I got a pass to Mr. Mike's pool. I'm like, Mr. Mike's
really
not
cute.
Home. We're not going to Mr. Mike's pool. Yeah. What's going on, Lisa?
Hi, I was just
going to
say, we had friends. They had a pool. Of course, all the neighbors were welcome, but then when they put a flag up, that meant it was family time and that you weren't allowed over, which I thought was kind of a smart idea.
That is kind of cool. Yeah. Very smart idea. Mojo in the Morning. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
So, this was years ago, but there was a neighbor down the street from us that I have no idea who they were, but we'd always see their motorhome leave, and we would just kind of help ourselves to their ingrown pool while they were gone.
It was like the signal to go swimming.
I still, till this day, have no idea who they are, but we use it.
You ever get nervous, like, what day are they going to come home?
No, we just go over there. What, most of the time, this is back when I was, like, 18, 19. It was more like a late-night swim.
Listen, here's the deal.
Oh, that's great.
They've got a big enough vehicle. You could see it coming a mile away.
That's right.
Yeah, but we were just at the point, like, hey, if they showed up, hey, how are you doing? We're just going to kind of leave.
Yeah, if you didn't know them, they probably didn't know you, so don't even worry about it. Michelle, the crazy Italian, is
Hi,
on
Michelle.
With us right now. Mojo in the Morning Misfit. Michelle.
Hi, guys.
Do you ever
Hi.
Have people, how by the way, you? How are you? Do you ever have people show up in your on your lake and swim in your backyard that you don't even know who the hell they are?
Yeah, but that's after the neighbors allow them to drink too much. And they cross that line, you know, and they end up in your yard going, oh, you guys are playing cornhole. We're like, yeah, who are you? Well, I was 3 houses down, but I swam. And I'm like, well, come on in. And we just offer them those Jell-O shots.
I wanted
to say happy birthday, Mojo.
Thank you, beautiful. I appreciate you, Michelle.
Absolutely. I had so much fun with you guys. You guys are all amazing. And I want your listeners to know that you're everything that you think that they think you are.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. Nice. And you are, too. Let me just say this about you. First off, you might have one of the most fun relationships I have ever seen a married couple have. I mean, you and your husband look at each other like...
Are you guys
like
married?
High school sweethearts.
We're not married.
They're not married. Yeah, yeah.
But they're kind of... You kind of play it off like you're married, right?
Yeah, we do. We live together. Yes, yeah.
But you guys look at each other in a state of undress all the time. Like, when we were at Topgolf, you FaceTimed him, and you're like... You know, you had a look on your face like you were going to do dirty things to him when you got home.
I love to do dirty things to him when I get home. Sometimes I can't wait till I get home, so I FaceTime him from the car. I think there was a segment on your show you did that before.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So cute.
Oh, my God.
You start till you get there. I love him. He's great. He's amazing. Well, he is my partner in crime.
Yes.
Nice.
Well, you are a partner in crime to us here on the show. And if you ever see like 5 or 6 people in the backyard when you wake up one morning, like swimming in the back there, it's probably us. We're going to do that to you someday.
I talked to Ellen. I emailed her and I said, June 19th, no kidding. I'm celebrating. My birthday's June 22nd. So I'm celebrating. It's a very small, just a few people.
Listen, I don't buy that. I do not buy that it's very small and just a few people.
When an Italian on the east side tells me it's small, that means only 400 cousins are coming.
Oh, no, no. Honest to God, I have a very small Italian family. And my cousin Jeffrey Michael is turning 50, and his birthday's the 21st. So it's literally him and his wife.
Listen, we appreciate the invite, but we're still showing up uninvited.
Absolutely. I'll text you the address. You can show up at my door anytime. It's always open. And Shannon, my garage fridge is always full.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle,
thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Have a great weekend.
All right. Happy birthday. Have a great weekend, Michelle.
Appreciate you. What's up, Derek?
What's up?
What's going on?
So I have a coworker, and I would have him and his fiance over every once in a while for a cookout.
Mm-hmm.
And we would swim and things like that. Well, I actually got off work early one day, and I went home and looked out in the back, and his fiance was sunbathing nude in my pool.
Oh, my God. Dream come true. Was she attractive?
I mean, not really.
Then not dream come true.
When I called him, it started a huge deal between those two, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
He didn't know that his fiance was laying out naked in a complete, you know, stranger neighbor's pool.
No.
Oh my God,
like, that's kind of crazy.
Thought nobody was there, so I was like, what the heck?
Hey, yeah. Be honest, Derek. If she was attractive, you'd never would have called him. You'd just sat there and enjoyed it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! All right, thank you so much.
Fact. There's no graceful way to get on a frickin' pool float.
This is Mojo in the Morning.